Hello, and welcome to the Big and Moist Podcast. This is episode number one. That's right, the very first episode. And hopefully with your guys' help, it won't be our last. All you have to do is comment, question, send us ideas of what you guys want us to talk about. You can send it on to our Facebook at facebook.com/BigMoistPodcast. We even have a Twitter. That's right, we tweet. It's at BigMoistPodcast. You can even email us. We have an email. Email still exists. It's BigAndMoist@Yahoo.com. Please, help us get bigger and moistier. Now, this is our very first intro episode, so there's a lot of things that we need to still work on, but please continue to listen to us. We will get better, I promise. And now, the very first episode. Enjoy. I'm mainly waiting for you to, like, at least mute the TV.
Oh.
Because having that in the background is going to be a bit annoying.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking about it.
I'm just trying
like
to help
podcast
out.
Newbie. I mean, you know, you can fucking
well,
be
we're
like,
all new to this.
Hey, dude that doesn't know anything about podcasts. So I'll be like, yeah?
So check this out. This is what we're going to do.
I'm listening.
I have found on the interweb 40 fun questions to ask your partner. And I figure since we're partners in this.
We're not that kind of partner.
It'll be interesting. Let's at least try it.
All right, Big.
It'll be something all different.
Right. All right, let's see what you got.
First question.
I'm listening.
What was your first impression of me?
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
I remember.
I remember walking up to you and Chris Bott and saying, Happy Yakamanana.
Yeah.
Because it was Yakamanana that day.
Of course.
And then just kind of walking away, I was, you know, sharing the Yakamanana spirit.
And I remember you saying that and me going, wow, who is this lispy ginger? And I don't think I'm ever going to be friends with him because he's fucking weird.
That's probably about right.
That was my first
impression. I mean, and you know, it's startling how correct and wrong you were at the exact same time.
What do you mean?
Well, you were wrong because you were like, I'm never going to be friends with this guy.
Yeah.
And I weaseled my way into that.
Right.
And then you were correct in being like, what a weird lispy motherfucker.
Oh, no, my first impression of you was correct as far as, yeah, you are a weird lispy
right.
ginger
right. just
fucker.
Off the wall.
Yeah.
Just not.
But somehow we became friends and I don't know.
I'm like a leech. I stick on. Mm-hmm. Draw your lifeblood.
I'm just going to read through these. Question 2 is retarded. Question 3 is dumb. Question 4. If I promise not to get upset, can you tell me something that you'd like to change in me, but don't have the nerve to tell me? What would you want to change about me?
I'd want you to eat more healthier and get healthy.
Well, I'm working on that.
There you go.
That's it? That's all you got? That's
the best I really got. I don't look at people and go, man, I wish Jared weren't so fucking ugly.
But that's what you think.
Well, I mean, I guess you could be, you know, prettier. You know, okay. Like Kate Upton. Or Mila Kunis. If you look like Mila Kunis, that'd be pretty cool.
If I look like Mila Kunis.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. Okay. I would change you being a fucking dick. I would change your lisp so you didn't fucking spit on me every time you said an S word. That's what I would change.
Oh, suffering succotash.
Yeah. Don't say that. That might not pick up very well on the microphone.
Something wrong with us.
What would be your other dream profession?
Actor.
And why?
Because I like acting.
Here's another thing I would change about you. Let me finish my fucking questions.
But when the last four words are unnecessary, why waste the time?
Okay. You would be an actor.
I would.
Mine's a toss-up. I would either be a teacher of acting, or I too would be an actor.
You know what I think would be a good profession for you?
Huh.
Astronaut.
Why?
Or crash test dummy.
Or crash test dummy.
Yeah.
I get the crash test dummy, but why an astronaut?
Well,
because I have my own orbit? Yeah, fuck you.
I wasn't even going to go there, but that's pretty good. I should have thought of that one. No, I just meant that we could really put some stress test on the rockets and see what they're capable of. You know, it's not a bad
something
thing.
You would change about your partner. I would make it to where you didn't have a fucking mouth, maybe?
That would solve all of your problems.
It would.
That would fix everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Podcast.
Moist is here, but he's pretty quiet.
There is no Moist. Just Big.
It'd be a lot less entertaining.
It
That's
would.
For sure. God knows I'm the funny one.
Wow, we're up to 18 likes now.
So people might actually listen to this shit?
People might actually listen to this.
That's pretty amazing. We should probably come up with some decent topics to discuss to make people happy then.
Well, if people are actually listening, they can send us a message on Facebook or on Twitter. And let us know what they want us to talk about.
Or leave a wall posting on Facebook, if you can do that. I don't know if that's even possible. How does that work? Can you do that on pages like that one? It's not like a person's page?
Yeah, oh yeah, you can leave us comments, messages, or anything on Facebook. See? You can write a post. You can post on our Facebook. Let us know some topics you'd like Big and Moist to talk about.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about them. Hey, we're warming up.
We are.
We're warming up.
I at least got some of the kinks worked out as far as what my microphone was picking up, because it was picking up me eating watermelon, which just sounded so wrong. Just, yeah, it was...
Which doesn't surprise me, because that's really what you sound like when you're eating. There's like these little moans in between the chewing.
Yeah. It sounded a little... A
little bit of the om nom 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 in there.
A little weird.
But I mean, that's okay. You know, you can't be too upset about that, I guess.
So that's why I was like, probably need to re-record. Because it was also picking up a lot of... As I was talking, I guess I was also drinking a bottle of water, so that definitely didn't help. I was also kind of hoping you came up with some stuff, but, you know, that's fine. We can...
Says the guy who also didn't come up with anything.
We can do a fucking podcast where I do all the work. That's fine. I've only brought over my own computer. I have the headsets. I provided those.
I provided a couch and a table.
I have set up... our social media, and I'm getting us out there. You're not giving much. Just being a moisty piece of shit lying on a couch.
That's fair. It's fair. We could talk about Xbox games, but I don't know anything about them.
This is our intro episode.
What should we talk about for an intro episode? I mean...
There's people out there who don't know who we are, or what we do.
Do we need to, like, discuss our history?
Well, we answered that in one of the questions. With the first impression question. Mm. I mean, that's at least how we met.
It is.
Do we have any wild and crazy stories about each other?
We bonded over Mexican food.
We bonded over some Mexican food.
Lots and lots of Mexican food.
This is true.
Every day, ridiculous amounts of Mexican food. And rehearsing acting. And kidnapping Christopher Bott.
That was a good time. Christopher Bott seem to bring him up quite a bit.
That is ironic. I have a mad crush on Christopher Bond.
I know. Alright, that's it. Give me your fucking phone. We need to put this on mute, because that's just fucking annoying.
Now I'm not going to know when it's my turn.
Why don't you pay attention to it?
I'm trying to talk. I thought you were going to be here much later, so I thought I had much more time.
Much later? What time were you expecting me?
I thought you usually got here around 4:30, and then I figured you were going to stop and grab something to eat.
Yeah.
So I thought you'd be getting here around now.
Wow. You were wrong, sir.
I was. I was indeed. I was incorrect.
You told me I had impeccable timing.
Well, because I thought you were going to, like, take one of the heavy things from my hands and help me.
Oh, you wanted me to... Well, I already had stuff in my hands.
You were like, I'm carrying a foot long.
I'm carrying food.
And I don't mean the sandwich.
Yep.
Lies. Well, I don't know. I'm still really, like, this whole podcast thing. Everyone I've listened to, it's like they just sit there and bullshit. They don't talk about anything.
Yeah, that's true. Have you listened to a lot of them?
But I've listened to like two or three. But they always have a guest. We need a guest.
Frank.
We need to get somebody famous and interview them.
Okay.
Like Tenacious D. We should get Tenacious D.
We could work on getting Tenacious D.
We should try to get Tenacious D on the podcast. If we could get Tenacious D...
Maybe...
It should be a better podcast.
Maybe Mila Kunis.
That would also be very good.
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, that'd be another good one.
Brad Pitt.
No, fuck no? Brad Pitt.
Wow, you don't like Brad Pitt?
No. Mm. No. How about your girl Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence. That would be an amazing day.
How would that be? Would that be okay for you?
I would. Be more than fine with that.
Okay.
Love her. Love.
Love her?
Love.
Like, how much do you love her?
So much.
Like, you want to do funny things to her? Like, you take her to a comedy show? Oh. Dress like a clown? Maybe you do the Carlton for her? You do an impeccable Carlton.
Whatever.
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 So, is your refrigerator running?
Why?
Is your refrigerator running?
Why?
I'm asking a fucking question.
Yes.
Well, that's good, because the one at my work sure isn't.
Ooh!
Fucking jackass! Motherfucking dumbasses! How do you turn a walk-in refrigerator off on Sunday and just forget to turn it back on? Meanwhile, they were sitting there. No. Walk-in's only going to be off for like 30 seconds maximum. Little did I know that. See, and I had my time all wrong. See, I thought 30 seconds was like a half a minute. Apparently, 30 seconds is like from Sunday afternoon to like Tuesday around 5. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I was wrong. See, I would have never agreed to it had I really understood what 30 seconds meant.
You should know next time.
Hmm. So, you all ready for football?
No.
No?
Nope.
Well, that's
it's probably my least favorite sport of all time. But, you know what is gonna be coming up?
What's that?
Curling.
Ooh.
Love me some curling.
Ooh. Such an invigorating sport. And so athletic. You gotta, like, sweep.
Seriously?
Push. Did I mention the sweeping? See how fast they work those push brooms? You ever tried to sweep a floor that fast?
It's hard work, man.
Oh, I can't. I'm not that good. But, you know, c'est la vie. You know, maybe I just wasn't meant to be a curler.
Wow. You know, I could only imagine being a curler, dude. Yeah. Daryl Roberts, the curler for the U.S.,
uh-huh.
He's like... I think he's 27 now. Dude's an animal.
Daryl Roberts, huh?
Daryl Roberts.
You know, I don't know. I was never really a Daryl Roberts fan. I mean, when he kind of rose to the top, just, you know, I mean, curling's just not an arrogant sport, you know, and just, I didn't feel he had the right pro-America attitude. You know, it really wasn't for me. Scott Thompson, he's an old favorite on the team. I know.
Love Scott Thompson.
I know he's getting a little bit up there in years. I know he's a little bit older. You know, I know he's kind of on the downslope of his curling career, but, I mean, come on. You know, you can't go with the young buck. You know, you gotta go with the respected grizzled veteran. You gotta give it to Scott Thompson. You know, he is the face of American curling.
Next to Martin Arthur, though?
It can be debated, but I think Scott Thompson's body of work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have the Olympics, you have the regionals, the nationals, the worlds. I mean, look at what he's done. You know, he has changed the sport of curling, you know.
I like that rookie, though, Matt Thunderbottom. He's pretty good.
Thunderbottom. You know, he was good in school. You know, but I just don't know if he has the hand-eye coordination, and I don't know if he has the foot speed to really make it in the big game. You know, I mean, it's a different game once you get out of school and you get on that world stage. You know, you're talking about the best of the best.
He's from ASU, you know.
ASU has put out a lot of good curlers. You know, they're known for their curling.
Wow.
They have an excellent curling program at ASU.
ASU.
Rivaled, you know, in the nation, probably the only school that rivals them would be the University of Death Valley. You know, they have a really spectacular program out there. You know, the ground's really flat, so they really are able to do it a lot, you know.
UDV, man. That's one of the best colleges I've ever been to.
Right. Right, and you've been to many.
I've been to a lot of colleges. You've
been to quite a few. You know, for everybody that doesn't know here, Big here actually has a master's degree in human psychology and special education. You know, so he's been around. You know, he's seen a couple of different things. You know, and Big knows a lot. You got to respect Big. And Big is a huge curling fan.
Thank you, Moist.
You know, I just want to give a shout out to my boy Big.
Thank you.
You know, there's a soft interior under this gruff, harsh exterior.
It's pretty harsh. It's a pretty harsh exterior. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Desperate measures. Talking about desperate measures.
You calling Frank?
Calling Frank.
Is he going to be able to hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. You are our first guest.
Welcome.
Welcome to being the first guest on the Big and Moist podcast.
Oh, great.
How are you doing, Frank?
I'll let you know, Frank, that that you are live right now, streaming live on the internet. You know, and I want you to know that we love you, and we care about you, and I think you're an especially beautiful person.
What are you up to there, Frank? You have to talk. You have to talk if you're going to be on a fucking podcast.
Well, I didn't know you were done.
What?
I thought there's more good things to say about me.
Oh, you thought we were going to continue saying nice things about you? Oh.
I stopped there.
I don't know. So what are you doing, Frank?
I am sitting here on my couch. Watching YouTube.
Playing with yourself?
What are you watching on YouTube, Frank?
Nine business.
I think it is our business, seeing how you're our guest.
Right, I mean, it's kind of rude. You know, we bring you on here as a guest, and you're just insulting. You'd think you would be honored to be the first ever guest on the Big and Moist podcast.
I didn't think it would be over the phone.
Well, you're not here.
You're not here.
I mean, you could come over and sit down on this nice table or on Jared's lap, and you guys could talk about the first thing that popped up, but it wouldn't be a long conversation.
That's a small penis joke.
In case you guys didn't catch up to that, I was insinuating that Big has a small penis.
Well, Frank, you're a bit boring, so we're going to go now.
Okay.
That's not good.
Jamoni. Apparently we made some cinnamon apple fritters with salted caramel creme anglaise last night.
That's gross.
That would be incorrect, young Padawan.
No, it's gross.
How? How do you figure?
Because I can't have it, therefore it's gross. Everything that I can't have has now become disgusting to me.
Does that make vagina disgusting to you?
I thought we were supposed to be friends on this thing.
That's what I do. Once again, asshole. Oh. Did you pay your bills?
I did.
It looks like all of them were already due.
Yep, already paid them.
You should hang up new ones for when your new bills are about to be due.
Yeah, I forgot to change the dates.
Yep. You're going to forget to pay your bills.
I already paid them.
Because you're going to look and be like,
I need to take off the part that has the month, because they always fall on the same date.
But then how would you know when to pay them? You'd be like, is it July 20th or is it August 20th? Which 20th is it?
It would be the current 20th.
So then you should just say current 20th, 13.
Or just pay that by the 20th.
I'm not sure if I approve of your methods.
I'm not sure if I approve of your face.
Well, nobody does. It's hideous. I have a face not even a mother could love. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, your mother doesn't love you, huh?
Yeah, well, it's rough, you know. I was raised by the wolves, you see.
I didn't see. Why don't you explain that to me? How were you raised by wolves?
Well, it all started when I was a baby. My parents decided they didn't want me. So, they gave me to the wolves.
Naturally.
I mean, that's what you do with your unwanted
kid. That's what I did with my unwanted kid.
You see, this is what I'm
currently
talking about.
Living with the wolves, as far as I know.
Well, unless they hate him. I mean, sometimes, you know, what happens is when you go, you're first brought into the wolf den, you have to fight all the wolf puppies.
Correct.
You know, and if you don't beat the wolf puppies, you get eaten.
Common knowledge.
You know, and I beat the wolf puppies. You know, I kicked the shit out of all of them. There are 17 of them.
Did you kill them, or you just showed
them who's
boss?
Most of them. I killed most of them. Yeah. So, you know, then all the mothers who had lost a wolf pup took me in as their wolf pup. So
gotcha.
I was raised by, you know, the entire pack. And then when I became of age, you know, I was able to pick a wife. And, you know, I took a bride. And we had a child. Did not live long. It's a weird human-wolf hybrid.
Interesting.
All I can picture is the South Park episode where they come across the PETA commune in the farm when Stan gets kicked out of South Park for not wanting to vote, the vote or die episode, and he comes across the PETA farm, and they're like, and all the members of PETA have married animals, and they're all screwing the animals, and they're like, and we've managed to have a child, and they show the child, and it's like this half duck-billed platypus, half human, is like, kill me! Kill me! that's what goes on up in here.
Why do you have your sleeves all rolled up like?
Because they just slid up that way.
I was about to say, are you going
showing
all,
you my manly biceps.
Are you gonna? You look like somebody who should have like a pack of cigarettes rolled up under here, your Metallica shirt going, and you got a nice little scruff going on too. Nice little scruff.
Don't be jealous.
I am, actually.
Don't be hating.
I'm pretty jealous.
Takes me a month and a half to get this.
Yeah, a month and a half and all I get is this and this. Mm. And even that's just like little straggly hair.
No, this is about 4 days, 5 days.
Oh, I was being serious. Mm. A month and a half and all I get is this and this. I can't grow facial hair.
I spent my whole life wishing that I could grow facial hair, and now that I kind of can, I wish that I couldn't.
Because you can only kind of can, or...
Well, that and I hate shaving.
That's what everybody tells me.
Shaving sucks.
Everybody tells me I can grow facial hair, but I hate it. And I'm like, I can't grow facial hair, and I really hate that I can't. I really wish I could. And everybody's like, no, you don't want to. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Because if I could, I would have a full-on man beard going on right now. Full-on Grizzly Adams. I would. I would have a Grizzly Adams full beard going on.
So strange with facial hair. You would look just weird.
I think it would be awesome.
I think it'd be very odd.
Why? Because I just have a baby face.
Well, that and it would come in bright red.
It actually would.
It probably would.
It would.
Yeah.
My pubes are red.
More so, than I needed to know.
I'm just saying.
God damn it.
The carpet doesn't match the drapes in this case. Because up here, I have some brown and blonde going on, but down there, it's straight red. It's like fucking Bozo the Clown down there.
Oh.
Yep, I'm keeping that in the podcast.
Oh.
That will not be cut out.
More information than I needed to know.
You give me more information than I ever need to know, all the time.
Like when?
I finally give you more information, and will you stop playing with the cord? Welcome to the Big and Boys Podcast, take number 25. Hopefully on this round, we'll get things correct.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Stop.
To retrieve a dollar bill. Jack could fly. Jill asked why. So Jack opened his fly. Jill said, I don't wanna. Can't help it, I'm not original. I parrot back, I hear other things. Hear. I parrot back shit I hear other people say.
Mm.
I don't claim it as my own. Ooh, what do you call a black guy on the moon?
Racist.
How would a black guy on the moon be called racist? It's the stupidest answer.
An astronaut?
Yeah, an astronaut. You're fucking racist. Well, that's the joke. Say, what do you call a black guy on the moon? Everybody goes, I don't know. An astronaut, you're racist.
So a father and a son get into a car accident, and both of them are rushed to different hospitals, and when the son is rushed to the hospital, the doctor says, I can't operate on him, he's my son. How is that possible?
Because the son got in an accident and the father rushed to the hospital?
No. They both got into the accident.
It wasn't necessarily his father, it was somebody else's father.
A father and his son, biological son, get into a car wreck. Both of them are taken to separate hospitals.
Right.
When the son is taken to this hospital, the doctor says, I can't operate on him because he's my son. How is that possible?
So it's not the father's father. It's not the grandfather of the original son. I don't know.
Women can be doctors too, Jones.
That's not possible. Look, I'm all for equal rights, but boobs just get in the way. We all know this.
Wait. You're all for equal rights, but boobs just get in the way.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
Besides, how can they lift heavy things if they don't have penises?
This is true, because all your strength
is derived from the penis.
Comes
directly from the
wiener.
All of it. We all know this.
Are you crying?
Look at him. Look at him. His face is all wet. Like mine was in the beginning. And yours was.
At the end.
Now you have my permission to cry.
Happy Yakamanana.
Happy Yakamanana.
Right, and that's how we end it.